What up, everybody? Another Mac Bitter Truth Tuesday podcast. Yes, we call this the radio version of this truth right here. We go talk about some things, because, you know, earlier on I did a video for the patron, basically break it down and show you some things with them talking about, you know, these times with the cold and flu, and, you know, they're talking about RSV, you know, COVID, and they mentioned the flu. As a matter of fact, they said the flu is the highest spike right now ever been. Now we go talk about that, and I can tell you why that is, why that really is what they say it is basically now, because everybody is infected. You understand that? And don't let them fool you with the cold and flu season, basically trick you with a deadly virus. But listen to me, for the most part, the people are gonna be sick. And if you could recall, just go back a little bit, and if you notice, I'm putting up all the videos that was banned in the pandemic. I'm reposting them on Patreon to show the people that, you know, we was on it from day one. For all the new people, I already know the original people here know the whole thing and follow us through the whole pandemic. But, you know, when we just started out, hitting out on this pandemic, one thing that we used to have as an advantage is the virus is not there. Just listen to me. The first thing that we notice when they bring out COVID is nobody wasn't sick. If you can go back, and like I said, that's the reason why I keep posting those older videos, so you can understand and don't forget the trickery that they was running. So yes, we couldn't see nobody sick at that point. Nobody. I mean, it was so hard for them to prove the COVID to the smart people, it would start damn well looking dumb. If you understand what I mean, the only people they could have convinced is the people they already convinced about shit. Do you understand what I mean? People who already depend on the government for information and take everything they bring to the table as word. Those people is different. They can always capture them no matter what, because those people never challenge the government. Do you understand what I mean? They never challenge the news. They never challenge the establishment. So therefore, they know already they got those people in their pocket. But it was hard to convince people that looking into shit that there was actually a virus. Now, why they couldn't do that? Please tell me, people, why they couldn't do that. There was nobody sick. That's why they have to lie about the COVID hospitalization. You remember that? That was one of the first things they got busted on. Apart from the fake videos they're putting out and acting like the hospital is full, running around with no patient. They can dance and make TikTok videos the whole time, and people think that it was real. Like I said, those people that was gonna be convinced is the people who got some sense. So they was trying hard to convince them that there was a virus when there wasn't no sick people. They lie about hospitalization and everything, and all these hospital overload, overwhelm, and they're showing all these things on TV. But we never buy it. So guess what, people? Now we can tell you straight up that yes, there are sick people out there. You can see it with your own eyes. It's almost unbelievable when you look at it. It's like, okay, so everybody got a runny nose, everybody coughing, everybody sick. Now, why is that? Now the government got hands on you. They did. All they have to do, tell you about this COVID, and now they got hands on you. Now, since you take precaution and the remedy for COVID and the prevention and all of these things, now you can see sickness. All the smart people I'm talking to here, all the people who already know what's going on, have some discernment to figure these things out. The virus is now here. Viruses. Do you understand what I mean? So if there was a time, you know, coming towards the pandemic where you used to see a lot of people sick, we never seen that. We know that regular cold and flu, they say, kill over 100,000 people in America every year, lead up to 2020. After 2020, you have no flu virus again. You don't never seen it. Nobody say, hey, you have the flu. No doctor diagnosed nobody with the regular common cold and flu no more, because they was pushing the COVID. So like I mentioned, cold and flu symptoms, That's what they use to trick you. So they know you're going to have it every year. So what they do, they take the, make this the so-called flu take a suspension. Take some time off so we can deal with this COVID. You know, all the other, you know, upper respiratory viruses and bugs was all gone. Only COVID was there. That's what they were selling at the time. So you understand what they did, right? So yes, now that they sell you that there's a COVID out there, bam, they got you. Because now you have to go get tested. You're following guidelines. And now you're going to take the shot. You understand what I'm saying? So now we can have sick people. We called out long time. And like I say, now with me reposting those videos, a lot of people who never get a chance to see it will understand it. That look, we were searching the whole America, the whole wide world to try to find real sick people when they supposedly bring out this COVID and make it a pandemic. Nobody wasn't sick. Nobody around us wasn't sick. But guess what? Now you've seen it. Now your neighbor's sick, your family member, your friend, all of these people that associate to you, you notice that they're sick. The same ones that wouldn't listen to you when you tell them the shot gonna destroy them. Do you understand that? I'm experiencing that shit every day. Sometimes it's hard for them to even look at me. Because I already told them. I explain it to them the same way I explain it to you on a video. Like, you know what I mean? Listen to this. This is what they're gonna bring you to right here. And then they won't worry about the proof of the virus because it's gonna be there. They already set the trap. You take it. So now they can prove the virus now that they got you where they want you. Do you understand what I'm saying? So now that they can prove the virus, listen to me. Now that they can prove the virus because you take a foreign substance in your body and you're having the reaction. So now guess what? Flu gone back up 200%. Why is it 200% at these times? The flu take a spike? Why? Because they never tell you about the flu in 2020 and 21. Do you understand? It takes a back seat to the COVID. So like I say, people, when we bust them with the Encyclopedia of Medicine, with their own words, they put it in the dictionary, they call the common cold COVID-19. A matter of fact, coronavirus. That's what they call it. Coronavirus. And they supposedly break it down to COVID. And because they say it entered into the world at 2019, they call it COVID-19. Put that in the numerology chart. 666, the mark of the beast. So you understand what's going on. They're plugging you up with the viruses that they can come now and say, yes, look, RSV's up, flu gone up 200%, got the COVID supposedly spreading. All of these things happen because you comply. And don't worry about it. It's only the people, or most of the people, who have been juiced up. Now, the reason why I say most of the people who are sick is the ones who take the vaccine is not because it's only them. I mentioned it in that video I said I do earlier on for the Patreon. They're actually spiking you by not sticking you. Do you understand? They're not sticking you with the injection directly, but the people that they stick with the injection now can spike you. And I mentioned the fact that Moderna come out with the latest vaccine called Spikevax. There is no coincidence there to the people who have sense. Why did they call it Spikevax? And we already know the spike proteins coming out of the people who actually have the shot. The spike protein gonna make you sick. Seen it happen already. Seen it happen with people in settings working with some people who take the shot. And they all pollute the damn place. So it make the people who didn't take the shot actually sick. Already told you. Moderna never lie. When they call the last vaccination that they bring to the table, Spikevax. You don't have to be vaxxed to get spike. Do you understand that? And yes, the spike is your damn vax, if you understand what I mean. This is how they're going to do it. The number of people that didn't take the shot won't be a problem to them. the infections of the people who never take the shot from the people who did gonna happen. Now, a lot of times when, you know, people wanna poison roaches and them things are, you know, annoying insects for supposedly, the poison that the government would have give them is something that, you know, you feed them with, you put it out there, these ants or roaches or whatever the critter might be, gonna mingle with that poison and then take it back to the nest. If you understand what I mean, whether they contact with it any kind of way and then go back to the nest with the rest of the, you know, critters, that's when it's gonna be the most effective. Because now the poison gonna take effect on the bundle of them that's sitting right there that didn't go in the poison. You understand what I mean? So they don't have to go in the poison to be poison. That's what they're using on us. And that's why I'm explaining it today in this video so you understand. Because a lot of people mention it. I mentioned it long time ago. When they just come out with the vaccine, I mentioned the fact that you're not supposed to mingle with the people who take the shot. If you're one of them that's tricked out, you know, straight up, and you're not taking a shot, and you make up your mind and you stand up on all 10 toes like the bitter truth people, and you say, I ain't gonna take the shot, you don't want to be around the people that do. I'm not saying that there's no way you're not gonna get contact with them, but this is a, you know, something that you have to put in your mind, like, okay, then you gotta try to prevent it or spending long time around these people. A lot of people come and they ask me, you know, on my website, and you know where I got the messages set up, and they come and the first thing they ask is, Mag, you know, what should I do? I have this partner that take the shot. Now, this is real, real complicated right here when you look at it. That you have a relationship, you're in a relationship with somebody, and you and them can't see eye to eye. I don't want that person. I'm not playing. You know, for you to look for looks and all of these other things, I'm not saying that you can't look for your preference, but you have to remember this. You can't mingle with people who already have the shot. It's just that simple. You might thinking that, you know, me not taking the shot directly is all right, so I can go ahead and mingle with these people who do. No, you can't. It's only to a limit, if you understand what I mean. You can be around them to a limit. Not, you know, where you and them in a relationship where you are gonna be, you know, mingling too much, or you eating from them, or you understand what I'm saying here? I'm not trying to say you gotta scorn the people or nothing like that, but you gotta save your own life, people. You gotta look out for your own soul in this earth. So I mentioned that the same people who sicken you now is the people that you was telling about. Don't take that shot, and they're sick because they take the shot, and they're gonna make you sick because they spike you. You understand what I'm saying? So listen to me, people. It's a tragedy. They already know that the people gonna actually contaminate the people who didn't take the shot. The people with the shot gonna contaminate you if you don't take the shot and run around them. You have to understand that they know what they're doing. So that's why I tell you, you have to try hard to stay away from them. But you can't have a relationship. You can't have a close sexual relationship on these things with somebody who take the shot if you strung out, not gonna take it. You stand on all 10 toes to save your soul, and later on somebody come take it for you. Somebody go destroy your soul for you. Don't let that happen. Yes, be the controller of your own destiny. You have to do that. So yes, people that are around you that take the shot, stay away from them. I don't care. You have to. I mean, what's the sense? What's the sense of going to all of that? You know, go to all the ridicule, all of these things, and some places where you're at where they're mandatory and they force it on you and all of these things, and you bypass it and beat all the odds, and then bam, somebody right there comes spike vax your ass. It's not good. Do you understand what I'm saying? For all your hard work, holding out and doing all of these things, and you just give up by getting spike vax. Never take the shot itself, but you're around the people that do it. So yes, people, we've seen the sick now. We've seen the coughing consistent and they can't stop. We're seeing these things. We see the blood clot. We see the myocarditis. We see all of these things happen, including cardiac arrest, heart and kidney failure. All of these organ failures happening now. More cancer in the masses at a younger age, now that they juice up everybody. And when I was doing the video this morning, it sounded like the doctor, a fake doctor, was on there and he was saying, listen, we just see this RSV just coming like a tsunami this year. How can they sit there with a straight face and say these things and expect us to be dumb enough where we can't figure it out? Come on, people. There is no way we have a tsunami of these upper respiratory viruses now than you take the shot. Now that you take the shot, now that they issue this mass vaccination programming that they got on, paying people to take the shot and everything, give you incentive to take it. And now they're going to tell you that yes, all of these things is up. Nobody's smart enough to link it back to the same shot. I do. They can't fool me. They never get to fool me yet. They never get to fool the mag. They can't do it. Wisdom, understanding, and knowledge I use for my guidance. I never slip. The reason why I never slip, because I never take my eyes off that. That the fact that you need these things before you can understand. You have to have wisdom before you can have understanding. You have to gather these things up. Knowledge, what you know, put it together and process it. These people will never get to deceive you. A lot of people, they just go out there and loosey-goosey, and then bam, they get caught up in the system. You can't be like that. That's why I got this bit of truth standing up. And for the most part, it's not going to last for long. All of this shit right here that I'm doing is temporary. Because at the end of the day, it's not going to last, people. It's not going to last. Some people come and subscribe to the podcast or be a Patreon, and people feel like this is a world and lifetime thing. No, it's not. It's not a lifetime thing where we're going to be here all the time and, spitting this thing here and try to wake up people and keep you safe out of this, deception that they have on the world, web of lies. It's not all the time we're going to be here doing it. All of these things is temporary. Everything is just for a while. A lot of people don't know that, so they take advantage of it. They kind of like, I said take advantage, but I mean like, like a daisy with it, because they say it's there, I can always go and find a Mag Bit of Truth video, and, I could always go and find this person or whatever and get in what I need to get in. All that go be done. I'm sorry to upset you with this, but these things is temporary. All of it is. The awakening is temporary for now, if you understand what I mean. Later on, they won't allow it. The closer it comes to the end time. Maybe if I tell you, in 2017 or 2016 or one of them years when I was doing videos, and say, listen, later on, you can't say nothing about these viruses on these network unless you're saying what they're saying. If you're echoing what they're saying, fine and dandy. But if you're going against them or challenging them, you're going to be deleted. You're going to be deleted. You're going to be towed to the curb, to the corner, where they classify you as some kind of idiot. You wouldn't believe me. I'm just telling you that right now, because you wouldn't believe me. You would have said, no, Mag, we go always can have these things and blah, 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 blah. And first of all, the sleeping people see Alex Jones and these guys and, Russell Brand and, Joe Rogan, and they see these people and they figure like, damn, these are real truth tellers. The truth is surviving. But hold on, hold your horses. These are controlled opposition put there by the same people who've been fucking with you the whole time. The deceivers bring you some gatekeepers. You don't get it, people. If they have a so-called truth community with none of these devil people post up as good or as truthers, we would already take over the whole thing as truthers. You have to understand this. Our words and everything will spread faster and wilder. But no, You have to have control of position to make you feel like they tell you the truth and they're on your side when they're actually working for the establishment. They slow you down, they push you way back, years back, from actually knowing the truth. You're far away from the truth when you listen to a Joe Rogan and these sodomites that they put on. And like I mentioned with the Alex Jones, they basically put him on out there and said, look at all these things that he get to say out there. They got big networking for wars and RT, and they're bringing him up and all these things. And then bam, they're supposed to be taking him down. Yes, suing him for millions. A matter of fact, $1 billion they're suing him for, because he called out one hoax, supposedly. One that he apologized on and take back and all of these things. The worst shooter you can ever see on these networks. He's the one who they sue. What you think, people? He was an operator working on your damn brain. And it's continued when they tell you that, listen, he meeting all these trouble and lawsuit because he called out a hoax. One of the biggest hoax, one of the dumbest hoax the government people ever put on. So guess what? They want that hoax to look so real. They make Alex Jones, that's supposed to be truther, make it look real. Do you understand that, what I'm saying here? The Alex Jones gonna make the supposed to be, you know, Sandy Hook shooting look real. The fakery, one of the biggest. They make so much mistake in that hoax, people. It's just dumb. If you understand what I mean, a lot of people know about it now. That's the reason why they have to make that particular subject one that's out there, where you're going to have Alex Jones apologize and say, yeah, I admit it, that it was real. Just like he admit that the moon landing was real, because he got some space people, some people in NASA, the real people in NASA, come and tell him the truth that, yes, the Van Allen belt mess up the footage, so they have to go to Hollywood to create some. So, yes, the moon landing is real. It's just the fucking footage is fake, said Alex Jones. So you understand what I'm saying here or not? Okay, they control opposition. They're working on your damn brain. These are the ones that are going to discredit the truth. And people like the mag be the truth. Do you understand that? So yes, when you have a truth that supposedly was that big, like Alex Jones, back up on his word, tell you that something was a hoax and take it all the way back, even put on the moon landing, and you still don't understand that is a government puppet, a control opposition in the game. Okay, welcome to the bitter truth. You're never gonna see nothing like that on the bitter truth now. They don't promote the mag. You have to understand that they're gonna keep it silent, even though I'm a thorn in their side. Listen to me, I do a lot of damage to them. They will never mention the mag truth, because all publicity is good publicity. They can say, hey, look at this idiot, and bam, the mag blow. You don't get it, people. They can't mention the mag be the truth. Now, one day I seen them put out a news clip. I think this was like 2017 or 18, I don't remember. Maybe it's about 2016, one of them times. And they was on Good Morning America, I think. And one of the hosts just come up and say, I don't support conspiracy theories, but you know, there's this one person that's out there, and you know, he's pretty good, and you know what he's talking about, Mike Dice. I was like, okay. Now, to the smart people, we already know what the Mike Dice is from day one. And for the people who was knowing a little thing and not that smart, you should figure it out right there when you hear the people on Good Morning America mention a supposed to be conspiracy theories on YouTube. Remember what they said, the conspiracy theories go against what they got on the table, supposedly. So control environment, control puppet. So you see what I'm saying? So they have to mention a Mark Dice so we get more views, so we get more of the regular people on there. Because remember, it's not a waking thing. It's not awake. It's not about awake, people. It's about putting your ass to sleep. Even if you come somewhat awake, they're going to put your ass to sleep with that dumb shit they call truth. You understand? I've come from the government script. This is how they do it, people. So listen to me. When I tell you this, that yes, they got the upper respiratory viruses out there now, you have to believe me. Why? I got nothing to gain. I'm not working for them. They can't tell me what to say. They can't buffer me. They can't program me or none of that shit. This is the bitter truth, and it is what it is. You're gonna come raw, and you're gonna upset the people who are on the top. The people is in the establishment gonna be upset when I hit them with this truth. But like I said, they can't mention me, because that will put a dent in their program. Once they mention me, it's done. You understand? They mention the mag, they're gonna put me on, but they can't. Why they wanna do that? Not a part of the establishment. Not a part of what they got going on. A matter of fact, I'm anti what they got going on. Totally against it. The destruction of the masses. So listen to me, people. All this ticking and this ticking and all this shit that they've been doing to you in the name of a damn COVID and all of these. Now you're actually sick for real. Believe it or not, you're sick. And for the people who take the shot and they're laughing and they're chatting and they're playing around and they say, listen, Mag, I'm healthy as a horse and I don't take all the shots and the boots. I'm like, okay, all right. So now the government juice you up and make you healthy, right? Yes, I'll be right here when you're ready to tell me the truth. I'll be right here in the same spot when you're ready to confess that you know is sick since you juiced up. Because it is. That's all it is, people. There's nothing else to it. Nobody that juiced up can't fool me and say, hey, look, Mag, I'm healthy. I'm jumping out the roof. Can't fool me. I already know you're sick. If you're not sick yet, yes, it's coming. So be careful or you celebrate too early. Just listen to my videos that I tell you about long time. In the pandemic, or when they just introduced the vaccine, what did I tell you? They're gonna hit you with this shit. And then later on, when it start taking effect, they're gonna tell you about these new viruses. Or some old ones kick back in. I already told you, even AIDS, HIV, all of these things is back tenfold. What do you think happened? It's because these new waves open and now we're getting all these disease here coming in that you're breathing because it's flying viruses, flying in the air, so you need a mask to stop it from jumping through your nose. All of these things is bullshit. So like I say, now that they stick you, the virus is out. You can call it any name you want. It's up to you. Or if you want to listen to them and take another variant of another virus that they say on the table, another narrow virus. They even say they get out of sushi restaurant. A novel virus, something like the coronavirus. Yes, it come from a sushi restaurant. Did they break down earlier and show you? How could they do these things? Because it's now is the time. These are the time everybody gonna be sick. Same symptoms. What I say? The same symptoms. Upper respiratory viruses, cold and flu-like symptoms. That's what they use for all viruses that they've been giving you ever since mankind know this earth. You understand? That's the same thing they've been doing over and over and over again. They might call it another name, but it's the same cold and flu symptoms. They used to have you running up and down like you're dumb, taking tests, wearing masks, and the detrimental part of it, make them stick you with that dose of chemical, nanobot style. Do you understand that? And I'm not even gonna get into that, because everybody who know the Mag understand what I'm saying here. We already bust them open. They can't hide it. With them even tell you that the nanoparticles is the technology that they're using in the vaccine. And then when we start telling them, hey people, look, they put the nanoparticles, nanobots in your body and call it a COVID shot. They come and say, oh, conspiracy theories, these crazy people. Yeah, because the people dumb, brain turns soup, or they're going to remember that you put it out and tell them that you're going to use the nanotechnology to fix the vaccine problem, to fix the virus problem. Did you remember? Nobody going to remember. Everybody brain is soup. Especially the people who jump to take the damn shot As soon as the people tell them about a virus, you think they're gonna believe the mag? Of course not. I'm low frequency, supposedly. The mainstream media is all over the place, spreading that venom, that poison, through the damn airwaves, and the mass is picking it up and spreading it also. They take it up and they spread it. Because listen, the people that believe in the virus, they don't just sit around and keep their mouth shut. Just like me, who don't believe in the virus, don't keep my mouth shut and say, listen people, they're tricking you. So guess what? The people that believe in the virus, yes, they have words too. They have voices. So they come out and say, go get your shot. You never get your shot yet? Go get your shot. They have some social media influencers. They're going to bring you there on the scene. Hey, I'm going down here to get my third boots. And going, people sitting there watching them. And for the most part, it shouldn't be a surprise when you see these people as social media influencers going down, take their shots, showing you all of these shit. And the people who are watching it actually following suit. They be like, oh, I just got my flu shot. Oh, okay. I guess they plug you up with some good things now. Now you go successful in life. Now they juice you up. You're dumb as a damn rock. Why do we celebrate these things and we don't even have an idea what it is, people? The clear liquid that they're pumping in your body, do you really know what it is? The answer is no. When they tell you that it's gonna be, it have to be on a freezing point like 70 degrees below zero. 70 degrees below zero. That's how they have to keep that supposedly shot. Keep it that cold, people. It don't even freeze. What kind of shit is that they're putting in your body? You don't understand it, but you take it anyway. And you're also doing commercial for them. Oh, just get my shot. Oh, I feel good. Oh, this, that. Yes, you're doing your damn part in selling the masses that dumb shit. All because you buy it. You understand me? And these are the times where you don't take information from just anybody. Listen to me. You see somebody pop up in the pandemic, and all of a sudden they know these things. No, people. Don't listen to them. Remember, the mag been around way before the pandemic. 2015 to be exact. And if you go back, what I was telling you about vaccinations, go back and look. Okay, I'm the man who tell you to stay away from vaccine from day one. I already told you that's the world problem. That's the world problem. These medications, these injections that they're plugging you up with, that is the problem. I've been telling you that the whole time. The origin of human being sickness is the same damn stick. They stick you in the damn bloodstream. Same thing. The biggest world problem is the same joke that they call vaccination to save you. Just remember that shit. The same savior is the destruction, just like I tell you how they're gonna come later on and tell you AI come to save the world and everybody gonna buy in, and then bam, that's their destruction. Just remember that from the mag, bam, this is what they got planned. They've been using the same scheme over and over, just different agenda. So you have to understand, it's the same order of chaos they're running on the masses. And one of the biggest thing, biggest destruction you can cause is by faking the masses with a supposed destruction, and then it's coming, and then all of a sudden, look, we got the savior here. Look, everybody buy in, because they say, yeah, we need it. The world gonna mash up, the world gonna end. We have to do this. And remember, the dummies don't want the earth to go away. They love it. They love technology. They love the device. They love all these brainwash, everything they have in it. They believe in it to the core and they love it. So they don't want to hear about the hurt gonna end. So yes, they tell them to all to save life, take this shot. You want life to keep go on? Take this juice. And then you understand what happened now. It was to end the world. The thing that you're running from, the same thing that you hate to happen, you participate in it by following the hard order chaos. That's how they do it. Yes, another mag, bam, truth, man, you know. we can get back into this. Like I say, you just have to request it. If you want me to get deeper in it, for all the people on the podcast, remember this. You do have full control of this podcast. So you can tell me, you know, I got the Q&A set up, question and answer. You can get in it. Tell me what's going on. If you want me to continue this subject, shed some more light on it or whatever. Or you can request a subject that we can talk about in this radio show. Yes, appreciate everybody, my Patreon and all. Thanks everybody for supporting the mag and this podcast right here. Real respect for the support. You understand that? Much respect. I'm on the run. Yeah.